Good morning. Today we're going to continue looking at ballot initiatives across the country. Specifically, we're going to head to Nebraska and Initiative 424 that aims to ban affirmative action at public universities and all levels of state government. Colorado is actually voting on a similar bill. It's a ban that businessman Ward Connolly has successfully pushed in six states, including California. Freelance reporter Martin Wells joins us from NET, Net Public Radio in Lincoln, Nebraska, for more. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
So it's likely to pass in Nebraska.
Well, it looks like it's going to at this point. I mean, polls seem to be showing that most voters are in favor of eliminating these so-called preferential treatment for minorities and women. So at this point, it's looking likely that it will pass.
So how does the initiative read, and practically speaking, what's the actual impact?
Well, the actual impact is one of the things that's really being debated right now, particularly when it comes to what's going to happen with university programs. People aren't really quite sure how exactly it is going to change that. Now, the folks at the University of Nebraska, Creighton University, and some others are really concerned that it's going to just keep them from recruiting as many minority students or minority faculty, while people who are in favor of the initiative say, well, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. If you want to have a level playing field, then you have to just start treating people equally.
Have the schools invoked the dreaded Cornhusker scenario here?
The Cornhusker scenario?
Well, in the sense that if the universities are hurt and can't recruit, it's going to affect the athletic programs in Nebraska, and those are some of the most popular institutions in the state.
Oh, I don't think it's going to have any impact on athletic recruiting. That's not something that that you need an affirmative action program for.
So how exactly would this initiative work? Nebraska is a predominantly white state, very, very small black and Hispanic population. How mm-hmm. would this really affect? Are there any numbers specifically that might change if it passes?
Well, that's also up for some debate. I mean, one of the things that the opponents will point out is that, you know, it's probably not going to have that much of an impact. They're basically saying we don't have a problem, so this isn't going to do anything to change that.
Yeah, Martin, because I guess what I'm getting to is this really a symbolic vote, or is there some substantive practical impact that's going to change the way that government does business or public universities are forced to do business? Because for the most part, across the country, affirmative action policies have been really watered down in a way mm-hmm. where they're not necessarily affecting the end result.
Right. Well, we don't have set-asides here in Nebraska or quotas.
Right.
But what the kind of things that they are doing is encouraging men to go into nursing programs, encouraging students from rural areas to come to the university, as well as trying to bring in more Hispanics and more African Americans. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the numbers aren't that big, so it's not like we're going to have a huge jump either way. But you know, the people at the university will tell you that any loss is a setback. It's not like we have a huge minority student population.
Well, then, and they're looking politically at this. If it doesn't have that big of an impact, then there is a debate about what the consequence is going to be. Is there any impact politically? Is this ballot measure driving people to the polls?
Right, exactly.
That would favor some congressional seats that might otherwise be maybe a little more iffy.
You know, I don't think so. But I do see this playing out in the presidential race simply in the way the groups are presenting their arguments. I mean, on the Ward Connolly side of things, they'll tell you that, look, we're either going to have a black president or a woman vice president, and that means that we don't need these kinds of programs because everything is fine. When opponents will tell you, no, we got to the point where we are because we had these sorts of programs and we shouldn't be getting rid of them now.
Is it very controversial in Nebraska, and do you expect that it will increase the number of people who turn in ballots this year?
I don't think that's going to be an issue that's really driving people to the polls. I think there is a number of issues that are already grabbing everybody's attention here. The presidential race, of course, the top one. But we also have a Senate race and some of the congressional seats up. There hasn't been a lot of talk about this lately, to tell you the truth, because other news items have kind of pushed it off the page. But, you know, we know just from the number of petitions that were turned in that there's a lot of support for this. We've had some polling that seems to show there's a lot of support for this. So it probably is going to go through.
Martin Wells, we thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.